I did deliveries for a popular fast food place in my town during the end of my high school years. My friends all had jobs there too, but they purposefully scheduled us on separate shifts to prevent us from goofing off. It ruined all the fun, but the money was still nice to have. Mostly I would have no interesting stories about my work days, but this one night was an outlier. It was the weekend and I was working until 10. The orders were coming in steady, so I was doing deliveries one after the other. I was going in, grabbing the bag, driving to the house, and repeating that process non-stop. I think it was around 9 when I got this order, but I can't say for sure because I was kind of mindlessly running the deliveries at this point. I got the bag and pulled up the GPS location for the address, then started driving. Halfway through the drive, I realized this was taking me in a different direction than usual. I'd been this way before, but there weren't a ton of houses over here, so most orders would be in the other direction. I drove, not thinking too much of it, until I saw on the GPS that I was 1 minute away. Looking around, I didn't know a single place I could be 1 minute away from. There was nothing but trees and the road. No houses or shops. Literally nothing. Regardless, I drove until the GPS said I'd arrived, which was just a quarter mile further down. I pulled off to the side and did one quick look around, just in case I was missing something. Then I called the customer. The phone rang for a while before they finally picked up.
"Hey, I drove to the address you put in, but it doesn't seem to be right. Can you please confirm the address?"
I asked, hoping he just made a typo or something. He repeated the address back to me, but it was the same as the one I had in my GPS. Then he said something I wasn't expecting.
"Wait, I think I see you."
I looked up ahead. And down the road, there was a person waving at me. I drove up next to him, but I had a bad feeling in my gut. I rolled the window down, and he immediately started apologizing, saying the address was tricky to find sometimes. He pointed behind him, saying his house was down that road. This road he was referring to looked more like a half-beaten dirt walking trail that went through the forest. I smiled and said it was all right, handing him the bag through the window. He smiled back and thanked me, watching me as I pulled back onto the road and did a U-turn. I looked in my mirror at the man still standing on the side of the road and just thought to myself about how strange that was. Not even a minute into the drive though, something started to feel wrong. My car was bumpy and leaning to the right, and it was getting increasingly worse by the second. It started to feel dangerous to even drive, so I had to pull over. Before doing anything else, I called roadside assistance. I didn't know what was wrong yet, or if it had anything to do with that man, but like I said, I had a bad feeling in my gut, and I wasn't taking any chances. After getting off the phone with them, I got out and looked at my tires. My front right tire was busted, and that was the tire closest to where the man was standing, so I put two and two together pretty quick. I looked back down the road where I came, and in the distance, I saw a figure walking toward me. I hurried into my car and locked the doors. He approached slowly, probably knowing the exact situation I was in. As the man got closer and closer, I contemplated whether or not to risk driving on my busted tire, but by some miracle, a truck came down the road and stopped behind me. They got out and asked if I was okay. I saw the man walking quickly back the way he came. I took this opportunity to tell the man from the truck of my suspicions, and he stayed there with me until the roadside assistance truck came, which was only a minute later. I got the police involved, and I wasn't surprised to find out that the name and address the man ordered with was fake. I don't know what he was trying to do, but making me drive all the way out on an empty road hidden by the forest makes me think it would have been more than just a robbery. When I was 17, I worked at my mom and dad's local restaurant. We were never a busy place, but it was enough to get us by. I ran the cash register and occasionally would help out waiting tables and cleaning. My parents were really nice about giving me flexible hours whenever I needed for school or whatever. Over the summer though, I'd be working full 40-hour weeks, typically from the afternoon until closing. This was my second year working there, and during the last half of summer, my parents had me do the closing tasks for most nights. I'd be there for maybe 15 to 30 minutes after restaurant hours to count the money and clean up. It wasn't difficult or anything, but it was just a tiny bit of extra responsibility. Anyway, on this Friday night, my dad and I had a somewhat busier night than usual. We were the only two workers there, aside from the assistant cook. At closing, my dad helped me out for a few minutes, then locked up the front doors and left for the night. I had plans with a friend after work, so I was rushing to get everything done. When I finished, it was a few minutes past 11. I walked out the back door, which led to a small employee parking lot, but I was taken back when I saw some guy right next to my car. He was looking through my windows, like he was trying to see what was inside.
"Hey, get away from my car."
He looked over at me, showing his face for a split second, then ran into the trees behind the parking lot. I didn't see him long enough to get a good look, but the only feature I could really make out was his long, unkempt, and patchy beard. He was a freaky-looking guy, and I was feeling really uneasy as I drove away. A couple days passed, and on this night, it was just me and the assistant cook working the closing shift. It was a weekday, so it was slow. But just 20 minutes before closing, a guy walked through the door. He sat at a table without saying anything. Now, this was one of those restaurants where you go up to the register first to order, then sit down, so this was kind of weird. I waited for a few minutes until I walked up to his table and asked if he liked to order anything before we closed. It was then that I saw his long, patchy beard and recognized him as the guy from the other night. I was so caught up in my thoughts, I didn't hear his response. I tried to tell him to leave, but I stuttered, and it came out with zero confidence and assertiveness. He looked me in the eyes and asked for a dark roast coffee, completely ignoring what I said. I turned around and put the order in. I thought maybe this was all a misunderstanding somehow, but I'm pretty sure that was just me lying to myself to make me feel less scared of him. He sat at the table, staring ahead until his coffee was ready. I walked it over to him and reminded him that the place closed in 10 minutes, so he'd have to leave soon. Of course, he didn't respond, so I walked away. I went up to the assistant cook, who I never really talked to before, and told him about this guy and my uneasy feelings I got from him. He patted me on the shoulder and said to get started on cleaning for him. Then he went to the front. I watched from over the counter as he nicely told the guy to leave. The man got up and made brief eye contact with me from across the restaurant, then turned around and walked to the door. I watched him leave, and as he extended his arm to push the door open, a very easily recognizable object was revealed. A gun wedged in the back of his belt. I thanked the cook and told him everything in more detail so he understood my concerns. He called the police without even hesitating, and while they didn't find the guy, he never came back to the restaurant. I'm grateful for our assistant cook, who I'm keeping anonymous for his own privacy. He could have easily just left for the night and let me deal with my own problems, but his kindness likely saved my life that night. Last year, I started a new job at a grocery store doing overnight stocking. This was a chain store local to our state, having a dozen or so locations, but the stores themselves weren't that big. Most nights, we'd have a team of two or three stockers to get the store ready to go for the next day. I'd worked at a few stores before this, so I wasn't new to the whole overnight stocking gig by any means. On this night, I got into work at 10, but was met with the unfortunate news that one of the guys called off, so it was just going to be me and my manager, Yuri, for the night. Yuri was cool, but he didn't talk much, so it always made for a boring shift. But an hour in, I was working in the chip aisle when Yuri suddenly came to the front of the aisle, looking at me with a concerned face.
"Everything okay?"
I asked, pulling my earbuds out. He was breathing heavily and asked me if I saw anyone in the store. I said no, and he told me that he thought he saw someone walk past his aisle a minute ago, but when he went to see, there was no one there. I could tell he was nervous, but he tried to blow it off and went back to work. Once he left, I thought about how that was the most I'd ever talked to him, which made me think maybe he did actually see something. I paid more attention, but the next 3 hours were eventless, and it all kind of faded from my thoughts. We both stocked separate aisles and didn't see each other at all. Around 2 a.m., I had completed all of the work he'd given me for the night, so I went to ask him what to do next. I walked past each aisle until I reached the end of the store, then went back down and double-checked every aisle, but he wasn't there. I looked in the back warehouse and in the office too, but couldn't find him. I thought he had to be in the bathroom or taking a break in his car. So I found some work to keep me busy for 15 minutes, then walked around the whole store again, searching for him. All I found was his cart in an aisle. It was the cart I saw him with at the very beginning of our shift, and it looked like he'd stocked half of the boxes, but never got to the rest. Once I saw that, I started getting nervous. I went out the front doors and scanned the parking lot for any signs of him. His car was in the far back near mine, but it was empty. I even checked the sides of the building to see if he was taking a smoke break. It had been nearly 4 hours since I'd last seen him, and I eventually got so worried that I called the police. Police had to contact the store director to get the code to the CCTV cameras, then they replayed the night. I told them about the time he came up to me to ask about the person he'd seen, and when we rewinded it from there, we saw someone walking through the store. They were being careful, hiding and not making any noise, but Yuri was right. Someone else was there. We watched more, and around 30 minutes after Yuri talked to me, this unknown man came up behind him and held Yuri at gunpoint. It was really disturbing to watch, and knowing I was just a few aisles away with no clue made me feel sick. The man forced Yuri to walk, most likely threatening him to be quiet. He led him out to the back of the building, where he was pushed into a car and driven away. The police said that from the looks of it, the two of them likely knew each other, and this was some sort of personal attack. The man was never identified, and as of now, Yuri hasn't turned up. Even though the police were confident it was a personal attack, I didn't take any chances and left that job a few weeks later. But I don't think I'll ever get over the events of that horrifying night.